again, everyone, and welcome back to a special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of Subprime Auto Finance News and AutoFin Journal. For this special sponsored episode, pleased to welcome the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetic Advantaged, Marty McFarland. Marty, thank you so much for making time for this special sponsored episode of the podcast.
Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate the opportunity to join you this morning.
Absolutely. Well, starting out our conversation, just your general perspectives of the wholesale markets from your vantage point, just really how unique has it been out there for I guess could say roughly 2 years now, maybe even a little bit more. When was the last time you saw something unusual like rental car companies as buyers and instead of sellers in the lanes? Just your overall thoughts on what the wholesale world is like.
Yeah, Nick, I'm sure my thoughts probably mirror a lot of folks in this industry. I'm currently residing in Arizona. I think about the salmon having to swim upstream up in the great Northwest. We're all kind of swimming upstream against multiple challenges here. It really affects everybody. At least our independent dealers in a very similar fashion. Probably very notable. I saw two interesting articles this morning. I know we all kind of like drinking our coffee in the morning and reading Auto Remarketing Today. And the headline there was auction volumes down 33% through April. And I don't think that headline was a surprise to anybody. I just, we all know what's going on in the auction lanes. It's challenging for dealers to acquire inventory. And we see it in the floor plan business. Dealers are frankly doing the right thing for their business. They're being very careful when they buy, recognizing that vehicle prices are really still at all-time highs. They're really kind of buying very purposely if they've got a consumer looking for a particular car, they're out searching that car. What's really interesting dynamic that's occurred in the last few years is how dealers have had to really expand their search to find the right inventory, right? And we see it in the floor plan business as dealers are buying from multiple platforms today. Historically, they'd go down to the auction on Thursday across the city there, right? And fill up their lot. But today they're buying on multiple platforms digitally as well as going to the auction lane. It's interesting for the floor plan business because, we want to be there for the dealer wherever they are, digitally or physically. And frankly, it's a lot of work and we're all feeling it. And, we all like to see more inventory, certainly.
Sure. Well, in light of what you shared, and it's wonderful to hear how dealers have navigated those rough waters, so to speak. Love the salmon analogy. But what kind of predicament has it placed on independent operators in particular that's don't have a factory relationship to lean on, for example, or what have you? They're kind of the lone fish, so to speak, to continue that analogy. What's really placed independent dealers into a unique spot?
Wow. I got to tell you, I have the ultimate respect for independent car dealers because, frankly, their business gets more difficult all the time. I've been in this space for about 20 years now, as has most of my team. And we're seeing things today that we really, it's always been a challenge for the dealer, but they're seeing new challenges that we haven't seen before. And a perfect example of that is that, we're seeing these, very large rental car companies being buyers in the lanes, right, rather than sellers. So not only is the independent out in the auction lanes buying against other independent dealers, they're buying now, as against the big box retailers that are out there buying massive amounts of inventory. And now the rental car companies are bidding against them in the lanes. And that's an aspect we've never seen before. It's only kind of become present during the pandemic and the supply shortage of of used cars. So the independent dealers really got a lot of headwinds that they're facing. And frankly, that's what I'm so excited about being back in this business as a floor plan partner for these dealers, because we want to help them succeed. They really are the backbone of our industry. And I certainly respect what they're up against every day. And look, they got a tough go of it. And we want to be there for them, providing the capital and the insight to have a successful business.
Absolutely. I echo those sentiments wholeheartedly. Again, the voice you're hearing on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Marty McFarland, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetic Advantage. And Marty, as we're sharing our conversation, it's been roughly a year now that Kinetic itself has been in operation. So congratulations on that achievement. And certainly, especially those independent operators, as you mentioned, when they're just getting started, getting the financial resources they need can be a challenge just coming out of the ground. But you as a floor planning operation, what has it been like for your shop getting the financial horsepower you need to serve dealers? How has that aspect of your business been so far? And just maybe perhaps just a recap of the first year Kinetic's been in business.
Yeah, sure, Nick. I remember that discussion we had a year or so ago. We've grown substantially since we last spoke. And if I recall correctly, you asked me at the time, you know, if I look back on this business, well, how will I define success? And find it the same way today. If we can help our dealers succeed, if they say Kinetic helped me succeed, then frankly, Kinetic's been a great success. And fortunately, over this last year, our reception in the marketplace has absolutely been outstanding. We're currently sitting at about 60 markets. We're going to open up in about another 20 markets this year. We're well on our way of doing that. And we've got just about 4,000 dealer relationships. So inside of, you know, 12, 15 months, the reception for Kinetic has been really outstanding. I couldn't ask for a better, you know, re-entry into the market. And it really kind of goes, Nick, to the quality of the team we've got here. I think I mentioned, you know, most of my leadership group here has been with me in this or earlier rendition about the last two decades. And even though Kinetic's a new company, my team has been around a long time in this industry, you know, under various other companies. So, frankly, when we went out to market to raise capital, that was probably the easy part. We had a lot of folks that said, boy, you guys are getting back in the space. Yeah, we want to go there with you. So we've got all the capital or access to all the capital we need to help our dealers grow. I'd like to be able to put more out there. And it goes back to, you know, the kind of shortage of inventory. Capital is really not the problem. So we're really focused on providing dealers multiple venues to utilize Kinetic funds to purchase and outfit their lanes. And that's really going to be key to success for our dealers, finding that right car wherever it may be, and efficiently, you know, paying for it, getting it on their lot, and selling that car. So the good news is that, you know, capital has flowed into our business pretty fluidly, and we've got, you know, pretty much as much as we need to help our dealers, and we're just looking to continue to deploy it.
Well, congratulations. That's so wonderful to hear all the successes during that opening year. Congratulations. Again, our guest here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Marty McFarland, the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetic Advantage. And Marty, to wrap up our conversation this time around, again, you highlighted the depth of experience of the Kinetic team, the wonderful growth of dealer clients and markets as well. Just what do you care to share about what's ahead for the company? What, either any type of special programs or other initiatives that you care to share at this time to help Kinetic stay on that great trajectory you're currently on?
Yeah, sure, Nick. Thank you. So a couple of things I'd like to share. One is, and I'm speaking to really to the dealers out there, we understand your challenges. We want to make sure that we're there when you need us, you know, when you have to face those challenges in your business. And one of those we see today is certainly, you know, we did not have the tax selling season that I know, you know, the entire market was hoping for. It's been a little bit slower. And I think the cadence is going to continue to kind of pace forward at a probably a slower than what we'd hoped for rate. And what that means oftentimes for the dealers is the cars sit on their lots a little bit longer, and it takes longer to retail that car. And we want to make sure the dealers understand we're there for them. If the dealer, you know, needs to keep that car in their lot, we've got a lot of programs to defer the curtailment payments that are natural in the floor plan business to, you know, really preserve the dealer's cash flow so they can retail that car at the best price at the right time. So that's something that we work very closely with our dealers with every day to make sure they can optimize their cash flow and enhance their business. In terms of go forward, I'd love to be able to give you kind of a sneak peek. We have got a tremendous technology team, and we're building out a stack of products and services we're bringing to the industry. But Nick, I can't quite unveil that today. Hold your horses though, because within the next handful of months, we are going to be announcing some really interesting and significant products and services that we're going to be bringing out. They've been about a year and a half in the making already, and we're pretty excited about that. So hopefully during our next podcast, Nick, we can talk about the success of some of these new programs. Kinetic was founded, you know, kind of as a second go in the floor plan business for many of us to be a change agent. And you're going to see some of that this summer and fall. So let's kind of hold that for the next podcast, because I kind of get goosebumps thinking about what we're bringing to the market here. And hopefully the audience that's listening will appreciate that.
Well, that sounds exciting to say the least. And we definitely look forward to it. Again, that's Marty McFarland, Chief Executive Officer of Kinetic Advantage. Marty, again, congratulations on all the successes that you and the team at Kinetic have enjoyed, and certainly all the best for it to continue.
Thank you so much for your time today, Nick.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For our fellow hosts, Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our outstanding executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us for this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, and we look forward to having you again next time.